evening, everybody. My name is Frank Nelson. I'm an alcoholic. And very happy to be here clean and sober to share with you tonight. My sobriety date is 3-4 of 99, so I've been around a little while. But I'm still new at this, so if I'm a little nervous, forgive me. Go right again. Very young age. I started drinking around 12, 13 years old, homemade wine that I stole from my dad, who was very, very proficient at making wine. It had a hell of a kick. Tasted like crap. But typical alcoholic, I didn't care about the taste. I wanted the effect. And I also found that with alcoholism came acceptance. I was overweight, young kid, nerd in school. And I found out that alcohol, because I could get it, not everybody could, all of a sudden I had a lot of friends and people to hang out with, people that accepted me. And that was the start of an understanding and a relationship with alcohol that would carry me almost to my 40th birthday, just past my 40th birthday. Found a lot of people. A lot of places, a lot of things became acceptable. I could dance. I could play, go to functions. I could talk to people. And I didn't feel that nervousness, that jittery feeling that I had had all my life. You know, when I drank, at first it wasn't terribly bad. But as most of you know, if you've been there, it progressively got worse. You know, it just seems like, you know, month by month. By the time I was 15, 16, I had my first car, wrecked my first car, and the pretenses of going to church. Yeah, so I got off on the wrong foot with God right off the bat. And to get into the thing with God, I didn't have a God. For a long time, I was raised in Baptist, and it was okay when I was young. But then my mother had a serious mental breakdown, and so we got away from the church. I was forced into doing things on my own, and when I did, I found that the alcohol helped me. To get through that, help me to anesthetize, to not have to deal with the fact that my mother wasn't there, that, you know, we were going to see her in this place where they kept her at that time. And it was hard. I didn't realize it at the time, but I do now. It took me a long time to accept that, and I buried that for a long time. And that's kind of, you know, my persona clear up until I was in my late teens, then I and we all know probably a lot about how my son is 34 years old, if that tells you anything. So my alcoholism progressed steadily. And being out of the house, I had responsibilities, but that didn't stop me from drinking. You know, anytime I wasn't at home, I was out drinking. I found excuses to be away from home, so I didn't have to face up to those responsibilities. And I abandoned those kids and that marriage, let it go away. It lasted 7.5 years, and then I did what a lot of us have done is I was drinking heavily, found some other recreational drugs, and didn't know what to do with myself. So I finally decided that before my parents really knew what was going on, because my mom was back home but not all there, so my dad never really kept too tight of tabs on me before he saw through the crap that I was putting up, I did a geographic and I moved to San Diego, and that was in 1986. I stayed out here. From then till now, I got married. I met a beautiful Hispanic woman that's been my wife for over 21 years now. I have another set of kids, and I was ready to throw that away over the drugs and alcohol again, because I brought my problem with me and I didn't know how to deal with it. got in trouble with the law, ended up in jail, incarcerated for a while. And that was my first experience with AA. It was while I was locked up. And I got to be leader of meetings. I got to go outside of jail with probation officers because we went to outside meetings. So I was very fortunate in that respect. But it didn't take the first time around. Got out, was on probation, got into AA again, just as I was coming off my probation. Again, I didn't want what you had. I wasn't ready. I wasn't done. Once my probation was up, I started drinking again, using again, and my marriage was just about ready to fail. My wife was threatening that I needed to get help or it was over. And one day, for whatever reason, I was sitting out in my garage. I was drinking. My wife and my kids were in Mexico on vacation. And just something happened. There came that realization that I couldn't do this anymore. I couldn't play this double-handed game. The sword was too sharp on both edges, and no matter which way I turned, I got cut. So I decided to go to Kaiser. I sought outpatient care through Kaiser, and a lot of you, may be devout to AA. I thank God for AA, and I thank AA for my God today, but I needed other help. And so I started out with Kaiser doing their outpatient CDRP. And right away, they got me started back into AA. And it was my friend of mine who became my first sponsor told me that there's about a 45-day window, they say, that is open when you first get here. And you're looking at what's going on. And within that 45 days, you decide whether you want to get on the other side of that door before it closes. And in about 30 days, I think I walked through the threshold of that doorway. And at that point, I took off with what the program showed me. I started to believe not only in myself, but in the group and in the ability for them to help me stay sober, which is something I couldn't do on my own. I was introduced to a good friend of mine, who's now my sponsor, sitting up here. I saw him at a meeting up in Claremont, and he introduced me to a 6 a.m. meeting in Lemon Grove Alano Club. It was at that time 5 days a week, and I jumped in with both feet. I started going to that meeting probably almost every day for 5 years of my early sobriety because that's what it took for me to stay sober. I had to be involved. I had to be participating in my own sobriety because it wasn't going to happen on its own. It wasn't going to happen by itself. Took coffee commitments, secretary, treasurer, leader, sometimes all three or four. And it was a beautiful thing. It kept me going. And I've cut back on meetings, not go every day. But I have my particular groups, my home group that I go to. And, that's what I do today. That's how I stay sober. Is by going to those meetings, by working the steps. Early sobriety, I worked the steps many times with my sponsor. And every time I did, I peeled back a little more of that onion, peeled back a little more of that stuff. Because in early sobriety, like I said earlier, I was never court ordered. I never got caught. I was one of the lucky ones or unlucky ones, depending on how you want to look at that one. I never went to jail and got caught for driving under the influence. The jail time was for some substances I happened to have in my possession at one time. But when I started going to the meetings and doing the steps and peeling back those layers, I started to realize all of the faults that I had and all the stuff that I had constantly put on other people. Because it was always your fault, his fault, their fault, the man's fault. It was never my fault. And my boss taught me that when you point that one finger out, you got three pointing back at you and one pointing at God. So you better rethink what you're trying to tell somebody else. And today, I'm here by the grace of God, by the rooms, the help of the people in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I just love my life today. Things have happened. I mean, I've been a part of my kids' life as they were growing up. Softball, baseball, football. Took my daughter all over the country for travel softball. Spent an exorbitant amount of money. And don't don't worry about a dime of it, because it was some of the best times of my life, and I did it sober. You know, I had fun. I was participating. And now she gave me a beautiful grandson 9 months ago. They live with me and are in my house every day. I get to see him every day, participate in his life. And he'll never see, you know, God willing, he'll never see me drunk. He'll never see me take a drink. And I love that today. I love every one of you for being here and being a part of this meeting and sharing my sobriety. Thank you all.